Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damir Bandabla. Campaigning is picking up momentum as the polling date for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is nearing. Senior leaders of major political parties are actively campaigning in different states which are going for polls in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed the first election rally in Rajasthan near Kuchputli yesterday. He said that BJP won all 25 seats in 2014 and 2019 from the state, and the same is going to happen this time too. Rajasthan State Congress President Govind Singh Dotasara, former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and senior party leaders addressed nomination rallies of party candidates in Pali and Jodhpur. The Congress party yesterday released its poll manifesto for the ensuing simultaneous elections to the 18th Lok Sabha and 11th Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh. The manifesto was unveiled by the State Congress President and contesting candidate from Arunachal West parliamentary seat, Nabam Tuki, in Itanagar. The Congress manifesto promises job guarantee to unemployed youth, upgradation of all government primary and middle schools to residential schools, doubling of students' stipends, setting up of super speciality hospital in every district headquarters. India has condemned China for its repeated actions of renaming places in the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. External affairs spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that assigning invented names will not alter the reality that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that changing names does not have an effect, and Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will always be a state of India. The troops of the Indian Army's Trishakti Corps saved the lives of five tourists whose vehicle toppled near Kupup due to sudden snowfall in a high-altitude area in East Sikkim. The troop immediately rushed to the site despite the harsh weather conditions, risking their own safety, and evacuated the injured to the nearby army post. During the incident, the tourists who sustained serious injuries received immediate medical aid. The Chief Electoral Officer Meghalaya has informed that as part of the implementation of the Model Code of Conduct for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections, seizures in the form of cash, drugs and freebies were made across the state. Total seizures as on 1st April 2024 was over 14 lakh rupees. Union Minister Pratima Bhomik said that the state of Tripura will soon have its first Vande Bharat Express, a high-speed train service designed for medium distances. The Northeastern Frontier Railway is presently engaged in electrifying the tracks to facilitate this initiative in Tripura. Efforts by the NFR are underway to electrify the railway network spanning from Dharmanagar to Agartala. The completion of this electrification project is anticipated in the next 3 to 4 months, the minister said. Congress leader and sitting MP of Wayanand parliamentary constituency Rahul Gandhi will file his nomination papers today. He will lead a roadshow from the bus stand premises at Kalpeta and will be accompanied by party general secretaries Priyanka Gandhi, K.C. Venugopal and other leaders. LDF candidate Annie Raja of the CPI will also submit her nomination papers today. Tomorrow is the last date for filing nominations. The scrutiny will take place on the 5th, and the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is on the 8th of this month. Election Commission has issued transfer orders for district magistrates, superintendents of police and DIG/IG rank officers in Assam, Bihar, Jharkhand, Orissa and Andhra Pradesh. The official transferred include DM of Udalgiri in Assam, DM and SP of Bhojpur district in Bihar, and DM and SP of Nawada district in Bihar. All the transferred officials have been asked to hand over the charge to the immediate junior officer. These officers will not be assigned any election duty till completion of the general elections. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.